All right, joining us on KMBR 680, the former Giant, Cub, and Brave, and Ranger, and a few other places. It's Mark DeRosa. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to be back in the Bay. You know, for me personally, it's some terrible memories about some serious injuries, but just to be back here from a team point of view, 2010 World Series, the parade, just everything, just a great place to be.
You're going to get a heck of an ovation, believe me, from the fans. I will tell you that.
We'll see. I know I didn't do a lot as far as on the field, but hopefully the guys in that clubhouse know how much they meant to me and how much this organization let me hang around 2010 and really be a part of something special.
Mark DeRosa is with us. Now, you're being modest, but as far as the clubhouse presence on that team with you and Huff and other people on that team, you sat some people down at the end of August and said, hey, we need you now. And that was pretty huge, and it took a little bit of courage, your former quarterback, to do it at Penn, but you did do it.
Well, I think it was just a kind of a perfect storm with Pat Burrell and myself and, a lot of veterans that really enjoyed being around each other, and then sprinkle that in with the best pitching staff in the game and Pablo Sandoval and everybody that was on that team and in that clubhouse. It was really something special to watch those guys get hot in the postseason and kind of, you know, clinch it on that last day, get hot, and ride it right through the postseason to win a World Series. Brian Wilson, I'll never forget that moment of him being on the mound and all the emotions and the thoughts that are running through your mind right before the final out is made. So, great memories.
Well, how about when he struck Ryan Howard out? That's the one I remember.
You know what? Just like you said, brings back so many memories. For all the things that come back into my head, Juan Uribe hitting a huge home run, Edgar Renteria, so many people, so many good friends and so many memories. But, to do what that team did, to go into Philly, and then I definitely think, and I don't know if they'll ever tell you this, but Texas took us for granted when they came into that World Series. And Lincecum and Matty Cain and Bumgarner, what a job they all did. So, good to be back. I always loved this city, even before I played out here, and even more now.
Boy, very nice. Mark DeRosa with us. So health-wise, how are you? I mean, this is 2 years since being with the Giants, and the wrist injury just held you back for 2 years you were here. Now it's 2 years later, and you got four home runs already.
Yeah, I know. Surprisingly, I don't have the answer. Really thought my career was over at the end of last year with St. Louis pulling off that dramatic win against us in Washington, and kind of figured that was the end of the line. The wrist had been through a lot and didn't think that the numbers warranted anybody really giving me a realistic chance at making a team. So went home and was proud of what I accomplished, and the phone rang late and I hadn't even put a ball on a tee or done anything baseball wise except just kind of stay in shape in case. And went to camp and really had a good camp and it felt great, and just going day to day. I don't have the answers as to why this thing has sort of settled in and given me a chance to be a part and be a viable option for this team, but I'm thankful.
Yeah. How did they use you? And I guess what did they say to you in January that convinced you to take a shot at it?
Yeah, I think definitely my role has changed from what they thought coming into camp. I think coming into camp, this was a team on paper expected to do great things, and me kind of just come in and be a clubhouse guy and occasionally grabbing a bat here or there, basically be a sounding board for some of the young superstars on this team. But as the season progresses, and as you know, injuries pop up and a lot of different things have a tendency of changing. So I've found myself in the lineup predominantly against every lefty we faced, which isn't an easy task in the AL East with CeCe and David Price and Lester and all those guys. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to get out there pain-free.
All right, Mark DeRosa with us. And you lost your dad last year, and I know, I remember when you were out here, he was a very big part of your life, and I think the fans would like to hear it and, of course, give you their sympathy.
Yeah, it's the toughest thing I've ever been through in my life and still haven't truly come to grips with him not being around. Really thought about not playing even if the opportunity was presented, just because I had never not played it with him not watching, so I didn't feel like it was worth it. I always felt like I played the game for the both of us. It was his passion. He taught me everything about it. And you know, it's definitely not been easy, but it is a part of life, and I had a great relationship with him, and I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, I remember how excited he was that you got to meet Willie Mays. Really, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, all his childhood heroes, you know, hobnobbing with them in the clubhouse. To us, it becomes every day, and sometimes we have to take a step back and realize, you know, the people in the company that we're coming across in this game.
Yeah, I remember when he used to tell that story about him being so excited that Willie, you know Willie Mays? It was a big deal. Mark DeRosa with us. All right, when it's all said and done, what would you like to do?
You know, I haven't thought about it. I definitely want to stay involved in the game. I've dabbled with the broadcasting side of it. I've had talks with a lot of people about coaching and managing and stuff like that. And to be honest with you, want to go back and get to know my kids again. That'd be nice for them to know dad's there for them and you know, going to be there on a daily basis and kind of be a husband and a father, but at the same time, some form or fashion stay involved in the game.
You know, you had a funny incident the other day, and you had a game-winning hit, and all of a sudden Kawasaki comes into the scene, and it was very funny with him, and he took out his little book of phrases, and I think it's been over a million hits on YouTube about it. Tell the fans about this.
Well, this guy has been just such a breath of fresh air for us. First off, I've played with Japanese players before, and they usually always have translators and trainers and a nice team around them. This guy has nobody and doesn't speak a lick of English. But you understand everything he's saying. He truly is. He's been great. He's battled. And, that was his moment. I felt like, you know, the reason I was being interviewed is because he didn't speak the language, and I felt like that the fans wanted to see him. And rightfully so. He had a huge walk-off hit for us. We had been struggling at the time. And, it became a YouTube sensation. So, good for him.
All right. Mark DeRosa with us. Any special messages for the fans here in San Francisco? And any, how much you appreciated them? And you just touched on 2010 and what it meant. But, boy, they were with you the whole way.
Yeah, I think for me it was, always a place I wanted to play my whole career and then get an opportunity to. I felt like, you know, it was disappointing to not be able to show the fans out here what I was capable of doing. But obviously, it didn't matter too much because the 2010 team went on to win the World Series. And just to be a part of that and, like I said, be a part of the parade and the ring ceremony and everything that went with it is, I can remember Steve Perry coming out and singing Don't Stop Believing. I can remember all that stuff. The fist pump, you know, the Jersey Shore fist pump song. They had it all going. So, memories out that'll last forever.
Yeah, good. Mark, thanks so much. A pleasure to see you as always.
Good to see you too.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.